Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Jasar's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, Jumbo, Jumbo, thank you, Isaiah. That is just so wonderful you to introduce me. And as I kick off Black History Month with the Jasar's Love Show, I am just so excited to be here and be a part of Home-Based Business 101. I am so gracious and grateful to the Creator for giving me another day to be on these airwaves with you. And I want to welcome all of the people in chat and all of my friends who are listening into the show today. Also, I want to take the time to thank the 28,181 listeners and followers and supporters who have been following the Home-Based Business 101 shows. Also, I want to encourage you to please go ahead and tell your Facebook friends, go ahead and send a message out on Twitter and email and text people. Let them know about the Jasar's Love Show. We are here and we are so excited to share our tidbits of experiences with you. And it's just a pleasure to be able to do that. I am Cynthia of the Jasar's Love Show. Mama Jahi is what some people know me as. And, again, I just love being here. This is, for me, a very important time as an African-American. I like to definitely make acknowledgments that it is Black History Month. And I am definitely celebrating it and learning more and more and more about the history of the African people, of the diaspora all over the place. All over the world, you will find African people. And, yes, we have had all sorts of businesses, home-based businesses, and just a lot of different responsibilities doing our history on this earth. I just want you to know that I have put some things in the chat room, letting you know how you can contact me. And you're welcome also to take my Black History Month challenge by joining me on my Facebook page under Cynthia Jahi. And so I welcome you to do that because you can win a prize if you take that challenge. And so don't be afraid. And this is for anybody. You do not have to be African-American to take the challenge because, you know, being informed and knowing about world history is something that we all need to know. So it doesn't matter where you're from, your ethnicity, it doesn't matter. This is all about all of us on the planet getting to know each other better and growing together, respecting each other's differences, our cultures, and just even our differences in religions and things, and just growing more powerful and hopefully more loving because of that. So this is what this is all about, you know, all of us loving who we are and loving our fellow human being. It's just such a very, very, very important thing. Today, I'm talking about mindset for 2011, and that's going to be incorporated in my Black History Month celebration, which goes on for me, by the way, 365 days a year and 366 days when there is a leap year. Mindset, how are you thinking? Review, read about the past achievements of others and what it took for them to reach their goal. And I'm going to talk about some others. I'm going to go all the way back actually to a place right now where there's a lot of turmoil. They call it Egypt, but it actually was ancient Kemet. And I'm going to talk about someone that I have grown to admire, and I'm still learning more about her. And, you know, it depends on who the historian is and the kind of research that they do. They can write the good, the bad, and the ugly. Some of it will be true, and some of it will be false. Some of it will be, you know, stories and things that they have kind of put together. So we all have to be careful as we study history and make sure that we're not getting someone else's creative imagination. But I want to talk about a famous queen. Her name is Hatshepsut. Hatshepsut. And it's spelled Hatshepsut. She was actually named a pharaoh. And what is so dramatic about her is that she was the first warrior queen in African history. She was the first woman in Egyptian Kemet, ancient Kemet history, to become a pharaoh. Now, I know most people say, oh, well, pharaohs were men. Hey, that tells you that she had a lot of creativity, a lot of determination. Her temple still stands in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt today. Now, what does it have to do with business 101? Well, as a queen, she had to be able to think, and she had to be able to imagine and envision what she wanted this dynasty, this empire, located in 1473 through 1458 B.C., what did she want it to be like? She was an 18th century dynasty pharaoh who was one of the handful of female rulers in ancient Egypt. Her reign was the longest of all female pharaohs. Her funerary temple still stands as a tribute to her incredible rise to power. This queen, who was the first, of course, to say princess, Hatshepsut, was the daughter of the pharaoh Tutmosis and Queen Amas, both of royal lineage. Hatshepsut was married to her own half-brother, Tutmosis II, with whom she reigned for some 14 years. Realizing his sister's wife's ambitious nature, Tutmosis declared his son by the harem girls to be the heir. He wanted his son to be the heir to the throne. But that didn't happen because Hatshepsut was so determined that she usurped his position as ruler and took charge. She saw herself as the one that was going to be the ruler. She was not going to let it be what history had declared it to be, because it always had been male pharaohs. And so this is what she went after. And she used different type of strategies to get there, whether they were good, whether they were bad, I can't dispute that. To support her cause, she claimed the god Amun-Ra spoke, saying, "Welcome, my sweet daughter, my favorite, the king of Upper and Lower Egypt, Matkar Hatshepsut. Thou art the king taking possession of the two lands." She dressed as a king, even wearing a false beard, and the Egyptian people, the people of ancient Kemet, seemed to have accepted this unprecedented behavior. She took charge of what she wanted in her life. And those are some of the qualities that we have to have in your home-based business 101. You have to have those qualities, your mindset. What do you want? What do you see? But before you do that, you have to know who you are. How do you know who you are? You have to know your history. You have to know your history. When you reach back into your personal history or whatever your particular ethnic culture is, find that great thing in it. Yes, all of us can look back and see some yucky stuff back there. And all of us on the planet can go back and we can find some okay stuff, some okay things that we felt as though our ancestors had done. But then we can look back and we find those beautiful things, or those things that make us tougher, those things that make us fight harder. And those are the things that we need, those things that are going to make us the best that we can be in the world, the best that we can do to work together to have harmony and peace. And that's what we have to do even in our businesses. We have to look back. And as a ruler of this country, she had to know her math. She had to know how to deal with people, how to communicate. She had to have a presence that made people want to listen to what she had to say. She couldn't be mealy mouth. She had to be really a pretty tough person, really, to be able to be a leader of such a mass. If you think about the geographic location of where she was located, she didn't have an airplane to get up in and see how far, you know, her land was. She had to depend on other people going out on the backs of camels to tell her, you know, what's going on in her whole entire dynasty. And she had to be a person that people loved and respected, or either they feared. But according to the legacy that I have read, she was loved and respected. And that's very, very important. Those are the things that you want in your business. We may think that we don't care, but we cannot have that kind of attitude. We really do have to care about how we come off to people, our mindset. Does it even look like you want to be successful? Sometimes when I walk around to other people's businesses, especially businesses where the public has to come in a lot, I mean, I have to do what I have to do when people come into my home-based business. I don't want to say little, but, you know, my space is kind of small. But my home-based business, I do, you know, run in real quick and, you know, make sure the floors are clean and everything's been dusted and try to straighten up the mess that I've made the night before. But some people have actual publicized public businesses. You know, some people have a beauty salon. And when you think about going in a beauty salon, just like going into a dental office or a doctor's office, we're talking about another whole level of how things are being taken care of, because now you're talking about health, whether or not the hygiene of the place is good. And you walk into some of these places, it doesn't look as though the person has taken the time to sweep the last person's hair up off the chair or sweep the floor around, and maybe if something has spilled, if they haven't taken the time to wipe it up. That kind of gives you, the client or the customer, like, I don't think I want to be having nobody, you know, cutting my hair in here, styling my hair, or going into my mouth, doing my teeth. So we have to think about all these things. Yes, we do have to think about how we come off to people. And all of that is about your mindset. And what I'm talking about is we can't have no stinking thinking. Stinking thinking. Art Williams from A.L. Williams, you know, Pushing Up People, he talks about that. How you think. How you think you're supposed to think. How do you really come off to people? Are you really thinking on your inside that I am really making sure that the product that I'm putting out here, I know that I took my time and baked that pie. I baked that cake. I made my kitchen was clean that I was cooking in. All my ingredients are the best that I could possibly buy. Not necessarily the most expensive, but I took my time and I got like really good quality products and put it together. Everything was clean. Everything was neat. Everything is, you know, it's not going to come apart on the person. I did a good quality job on what I was doing. If you're tutoring someone, I really, you know, got out all my research. I sat down with the student, and I really was doing everything that I could to help that child learn. Because some people don't think that way. Some people are like, oh, well, their parent, they paid me $150. Let me see. Oh, gee. Oh, boy. That's not a good attitude. And somebody has to say something about that. Now, a lot of times something will get said because your customers will not return. They will not return. They will not tell anyone else to go to you. What they will do, they will say, that person does not care about how they do things. I wouldn't go there if I was you. All because you had the wrong kind of mindset. You had a, I don't really care what people think mindset, or I don't think that people are paying attention to how I do what I do mindset. And believe me, when people are spending their money, they're paying attention to a lot of things. So let's get our minds together. Let's think. It requires that we do think. Think and grow rich. We have to think. We really do have to think about how we do what we're doing. Review. Check yourself out at the end of the day. Sometimes I have to do a check at the end of the hour because, you know, I could make a mistake. The question is, am I willing to look back, review it, and correct myself? And I am willing to do that. I really am. And so I'm just encouraging people, you know, you can make mistakes. You know, that's going to happen. That's how you learn. But you have to be willing to say, oh, my goodness, I did that wrong. Let me do it better this time. Let me rearrange how I'm going to do that. Let me rethink how I'm going to do it so that I don't do that again. Let me take a look at some other people who were high achievers and who obviously had to have the right mindset. Queen Nzinga of the Ashanti Empire, as she sat with the British generals, she had a mindset. Okay, I'm going to sit with you equally. I don't have a fancy chair to sit on, so I will have one of my people let me sit up on their back. So she had one of her persons to kneel down, and she sat there, and she met with them and negotiated, which means she had to have negotiation skills. She had to have a sense of pride and know that what she was saying to them, you know, she was going to convey a very important message, and that was, I want you to leave my land and do not come back. Very important message. That's a business skill. That's a business decision that she made. She did not want to do business with these people. There are people that you merely might not want to do business with. Now, you can't go close the door on people, you know, but they may be people who you might not want to have as business partners in your business. And that's serious. You know, you can't have whatever your business is, you can't have somebody in that you know is obviously, or you've already known that they will steal from you. Oh, my goodness. That's kind of silly to take and say, well, you know, I'll take a chance anyway, especially if the word in your community is, hey, that person will take your money. They will take your merchandise and will run with it. Don't do that. Don't be silly. you have to kind of think, no, you know, this is not a good person for me to do business with. They need more training. They need to get their life together. And you have to, you know, have discernment. You have to think about that. And that doesn't mean that you're being a selfish person. There's some wisdom there. So Queen Ashanti and Queen Nzinga, I'm sorry, decided that she did not want to do business with these British people, wanted them to leave, go back. Because, you know, unless you're going to do business with me fairly, then there's no point. There's nothing for us else to discuss. You're not wanted here. And that's, hey, that's a fair assessment. That was a business decision, a strategic thinking point. Mary McLeod Bethune, the Bethune-Cookman Institute still exists. She had to have some business thoughts in order for her to raise the type of money that she raised from some of the most wealthiest people in the world, in the country, I would say, really, at that time, to be able to go to those people, to be able to pull herself together to write the letters and meet with them and to convey the message and come up with how much would she need to even have what she wanted to create and to pull a staff together to negotiate and to envision, imagine, to have the idea, to go for her goal. And it started off actually, as a home-based business, when you think about a one-room schoolroom, that was it, one little room there. And then it grew. So some of our home-based businesses, some of them are going to grow. As a matter of fact, all of us that are in network marketing, it started as probably something kind of small in someone's home in front of their computer. And look at where they are now, all these different businesses. Look at where Mary Kay is now, that business, the Avon business. Look at Amway now, Five Links now, Vodamont now. Zamzu now, something in someone's mind became something big. But all of those people had to sit down and they had to really think, how, what is it that I want to do? How am I going to do it? Who do I want to do this with? And in order for all of them to be successful, they had to really think about who they were going to trust with their ideas. Very deep, very deep. When you think about how long some of these businesses have been in existence. And there are people from different ethnic groups who have these, who have created those businesses that I just named. I'm going to take a minute for a station break, and I just want to let you know that you are at the Jasari's Love Show, which is featured every Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and I am a part of the Home-Based Business 101, created by my husband, Sitaba Jahi, and you can look forward to hearing from him on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, the Gospel of Home-Based Business 101. And also, there, look, keep your ears and eyes open for the Ruth Bradford Show, and she will be announcing to you when her next show will be coming on. And also, look forward to hearing from the Gail Walker from The New Yorker. And I will be bringing on another show, which I will be announcing to you shortly, and that will be Jasari's Love, and it's all about love, people. It's all about love. So be looking out for that particular show. Just trying to figure out what time I want to do that. But this is Home-Based Business 101, and again, I want to thank all of our people who listen to this show, and that you know that, you know, we just want you to really be thinking about and paying attention to if you're going to come into a home-based business. If you're going to do network marketing, make sure that you're tuning in to as many things as possible that's going to help you. I want to thank all my people that's in the chat room right now. I want to recognize you and just want to say, you know, in there you can get my contact information. And for those people who are listening who could not do that, just go to my phone number. Feel free to call 252-977-6834. Or you may go to my email address, jasarislove. J-A-S-A-R-I-S, love, L-O-V-E, at movement, M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T-S, unlimited, unlimited.com. And you can find me there. And also, if you would like to join me, because you know I'm enjoying Black History Month, come on and take the Black History Month Challenge. It doesn't matter what ethnic group you are. We need to learn about each other. So you can find me under Cynthia Jahi on Facebook. So come and find me on Facebook, and eventually I'm going to do a whole Facebook page about that, and take the daily Black History Month Challenge. I've already had one winner, and that one is going to receive a wonderful prize. And so it would behoove you to come on and join me on the on my Facebook page and take that challenge. It's a lot of fun. Okay, so I'm going to get back into what I'm talking about, and that is mindset. So my next person I want to talk about, Madam C.J. Walker, the first African-American and African-American millionaire, female millionaire, using hair care products. And we as women, no matter what ethnic background you are, you know we all go through something with our hair. We either want it too long, want it longer, we want it shorter, we want it curlier, we want it straighter. Everybody's got their thing with their hair. And then there's also hair care problems. Some people's hair is falling out. There are all types of things. But she saw this as a personal thing, and in her home-based business, she started putting concoctions together. And from what I understand, there was another lady who may have preceded her in doing that, of whom she learned from. I'm still doing some research on that. But the main point is that she did it, and she began to empower other women as she went door to door, peddling her Madam C.J. Walker hair products. And then from there, she began to do more and more and more as she had hundreds of women going door to door, creating what you could call this a networking system, Madam C.J. Walker. And then we come a little bit more up to date here with Susan Taylor and Oprah Winfrey. And it's not so much that they had home-based businesses, but just the attitude of being a business person, your mindset. Whether it is home-based business, brick-and-mortar, network marketing, it is a mindset, a vision that is wide and deep, thinking about the future, having determination, having creativity. These are the things that are needed to be successful in what you do, to have people want to come to you to get things done, for people to respect what it is that you do. In my company, ZamZoo, I'm really very proud of a young lady named Melissa Boston. I hope that I can bring her on one week. She is one of the highest paid African Americans, and I'm talking about her because it's Black History Month. And we also have another female, though, that's even the highest paid over her, and that's Juliet St. John, who I understand she lives, I believe, in Costa Rica. I don't know exactly where she's from. But these women obviously had a mindset on how they were going to do things to be one of the highest paid in network marketing. That says a lot. And the highest paid in this company, that was ZamZoo, that says a lot. A lot. And I'm quite sure there are other people in other companies who can talk about, you know, the people that they know that are the highest paid. I'm spending a lot of time on females right now. But, you know, I've met Melissa Boston. I've seen her work ethics. I've seen how she speaks to groups of people, how she moves people and motivates, but she gets the job done also. She's on the phone a lot. Yes, she's texting and calling people and meeting, as we say, belly to belly with people to make sure that they know what it is that she has to offer as far as our products are concerned. So it's all about a mindset, and it's all about having a vision that is very wide and very deep, and thinking about the future, your future, the future of your business, how you want your business to go, which direction you want your business to go in. Very, very, very important to think futuristically in order to expand ourselves, in order to make it. That's what we have to do. We have to do all these things to reach the goals that we want to reach. Very, very, very important that we do this. So I'm going to be bringing everything to a close in a few seconds because I want to make sure I include the music. But just think about your mindset, your attitude. Are you flexible? When your company makes some major changes, do you grunt and groan, or do you say, hey, this is something to make the things better. Let me just go ahead and take the next step to make this happen. Mindset. You could imagine in Queen Hatshepsut, you know, living along the Nile River, had to have good mindset. Never know, you know, when the weather changes, whether or not, you know, how that's going to affect the Nile River. It got to the point where, in you know, having to know how to utilize that Nile River to make sure that things got irrigated so they had food for the Egyptians. So, you know, it's all about mindset, vision, taking what could be a problem, a challenge, and turn it into something that's beneficial to you and all the people in your community, in your nation. Mindset. And it's the same thing for anybody who is thinking about embarking on having their own home-based business. Don't be afraid. Just because another person has a business that's flourishing and looks absolutely wonderful to you today, they had someplace where they had to start. I started in my home, in the basement of my parents' home, at different recreation centers. I used to have to sweep areas, you know, just to make it be the way I wanted it to be. Mindset. I went on and did it. I actually taught dance class sometimes without music if there was a problem with the electricity. Mindset. It's just doing what you have to do when you think you can't do anything. Mindset. Having faith. Pushing forward. Faith, determination, belief. Well, folks, got to bring it to a close. The Jasari's Love Show. It's my time. It's your time. Have a fantastic weekend. And look for me. And just call me. And take that challenge. Hey, it's your time. It's all about love. It's all about fun. It's about getting to know each other. It's my time. Have a fantastic weekend.
Up. We hope you enjoyed this success song's original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.